This is Rob Barry, news writer with SearchSOA.com, here with Greg Todd, Executive Director of Accenture's Information Management Services. Greg, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
So first off, I wanted to ask, how does MDM fit in with SOA and BPM?
Well, I think what we've been finding recently is that BPM and SOA are tools that get enhanced when you use MDM as a centralized repository. So right now, we are seeing more of a move of organizations centralizing master data and using SOA and BPM as the essential tools to integrate that master data to a number of different disparate systems.
And do you see a movement away from the more batch-oriented style of MDM?
I would say in some cases. I deal with a lot of large global Fortune 500 companies, and in most cases, there are still batch updates to the master data systems, and there are SOA-based types of updates going on as well. So really, it depends. In large global companies, you'll probably see more of a mix. Ultimately, you'd love to get away from the batch loads, especially for global organizations.
Now, how about the frequency of updates? Is that a tricky point in new MDM deployments?
Yeah, it's interesting. It really is dependent on how the data is going to be leveraged throughout the day. So frequency could be meaning anything from let's update it once a week to once a day to once an hour to more of a near real-time type of update. And it really is dependent on how critical that information is needed for exercising some sort of business activity. So from a reporting perspective, most data is usually several hours, if not days, old. So therefore, the master data is not that necessary for being up to date exactly at that same time. However, there are new applications that are starting to come out where we're seeing the need for master data to be more up to speed with the analysis that's being done. This usually applies to more predictive analytics or some analytical type of capability, say an optimization engine that's running or something like that. SOA helps to enable the fluidity of the master data with those types of analytical systems.
How significant an issue is speed in MDM?
Well, that's an interesting question. When you talk about speed, I think technically about how many records we're updating and how often we need to make those updates. I think that given the technology and where it is today, speed is not really an issue. You can go as fast or as slow as needed. Again, most companies are just trying to sort out when they need to use that information and what types of critical business decisions are being made on that information, and that usually dictates how fast they need to have that type of information updated. So I think speed right now is not really an issue with the environments that we're seeing for large global companies. And I think when you talk about cloud computing and where the architectures are moving to in the future, it's really going to be another opportunity to increase the speed and the frequency of updates to MDM tools.
And of course, the third piece when it comes to metrics is volume. Do companies sometimes try to pack too much volume through their MDM systems?
Yeah, I think in most cases, I would say yes. I think that the actual breadth of a record versus the count, so the number of records, is a challenge in MDM. And what happens, I think, is that we try to put as many characteristics as we can for an individual record so that we have full understanding and full knowledge of everything that's going on with that individual record. So I would say yes, in some cases, the breadth of the records are definitely larger than necessary.
Now, how do you handle a situation where, for example, different departments in a company might all want their own definitions of a customer reflected in the master data sets?
Well, this is a common occurrence. What we find is that there are individuals within organizations who would prefer to have ownership of their master data sets. And we usually address this through a very rigorous master data governance and SOA governance program. And what we do is we set up, from a sustainability perspective, an organizational mindset around how data is going to be moved, what data is going to be moved. So all those comments before around frequency, speed, volume, we can add the word definition to that list, and the enablement of an SOA or MDM-based governance group
usually what's called for in order to mediate the differences between departments.
How about during mergers and acquisitions? How difficult can it be to integrate two completely different MDM systems?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of this, especially in the financial services industry right now. There's a lot of M&A activity that's going on, and it's a challenge. It definitely is. I think technically the challenge is to, again, understand where all the repositories are of what key master data that organizations want to maintain. The combination of customer files and vendor files and things like that usually are a bit challenging because you have to match the records and do some sort of translation from one system to another. But on the flip side, although it's complex and challenging during an acquisition to do that kind of type of work, that is the most opportune time for an organization to take a step back and really plan and do a good strategy around how they want to manage master data in the future. Sometimes an acquisition is a catalyst for organizations to build stronger master data management and SOA-based solutions.
And what happens if they don't?
Well, I think you'll find that organizations will fail in their need to report out accurately how well the acquisition is doing. So what will happen is if the right customer files aren't updated in the appropriate ways or the right information isn't available for executives to review and you know, drive the metrics around an acquisition, you'll start to see a little bit of frustration that you can't report on how well or how much additional revenue or whatever the metrics are around that acquisition.
And finally, Greg, can you offer any best practices for others who might just be starting to look at MDM in the context of BPM and SOA at their own enterprise?
Well, I think MDM is really a foundational capability for SOA and BPM. I think what we've seen over time is that organizations that start to mature their capabilities around building enterprise service buses and starting to integrate a lot of decentralized environments and start to come towards a more centralized approach to how they manage their IT infrastructure, being able to do that with their MDM is as critical today as ever, given the large volumes of data that are available to anyone. Having that centralized architecture for MDM, having the ability to harmonize that back to all of the applications that need that master data using your SOA architecture, leads to more of a, I'll just use a term called globalization of your master data management. So having harmonized and synchronized and centralized and then globalized, I think is the direction we're seeing most organizations heading.
Well, Greg, that's our time. I want to thank you once again for joining us.